Now on 13 10 60. I mean, Jess is getting married. It's her last show before she leaves. It's this weekend. So, I mean, she wants some marriage advice from the Hit fam, don't you, Jess?
Absolutely. I mean, I've never done this before, and who better to ask than people who have been through it?
Exactly.
And either lived through something that they would like to impart some wisdom, or maybe they were given something just before their day that really has held them in good stead for a fruitful, happy marriage.
And I want to give Angus some advice too. I know he listens to the show.
He does.
Via song, via Billy Joel, who's been married 3 times. But still, it's sage advice.
Tell her about it. Tell her everything you feel.
Oh.
Give her every reason to accept that you're for real.
Oh, I love that. You know I love expressing oneself. That's nice. I like details. I want to hear.
Just tell her about it, mate.
You know
tell
what's funny? I'm going to sing that to him. Most nights I ask Angus as I'm drifting off to sleep for a couple of sweet nothings.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the adult version of a lullaby almost.
Yeah.
So that's basically that. That's what he's talking about. Exactly. Give her sweet nothings all the time.
Monique and Cessnock, do you have any wedding advice for Jess before she goes off to be Mrs. Farcioni?
I do. How exciting, Jess.
Very exciting, Mon.
Yeah, so look, advice that was given to me was that on your wedding day, do everything together. So when you go and speak to family and friends, when you go and dance, when you go and get a drink, do everything together, because at the end of the day, it's your day and the day goes so quick. And before you know it, if you're not together, you haven't spent any time together. And I just noticed when people were taking photos, even like at the after party sort of thing, we were always together and laughing, and it was just, you know, you can see your friends and family any other time, but it's your day. Enjoy it together.
Oh, that's
and
cute.
Spend that time together.
Now, my dressmaker has told me that to pee in my wedding dress, I basically have to take it off. So Angus will be doing the buttons.
Monique said together.
She said together.
Yeah,
she said everything.
You guys go to the bathroom at the same time.
You got to do what you got to do.
You know?
Yes, I'll be.
It's either Angus or it's Nick and I. You know what I mean?
Oh, so well, I mean, flower boy duties aren't over just down the ceremony, you know?
That's on the list of duties.
I'll bring a little whistle. It's time to go to the bathroom, Gilly, wherever we are, assemble.
Mary and Katara, do you have any wedding advice for Jess?
Hi, yes, yeah, my advice for you, Jess, is this advice was given to me by one of our godparents in our wedding, and it really works. Like being honest to each other and tackling everything as a team. Like, if you're honest to each other, nothing could go wrong, because any challenges, you can surpass it.
Super cute. I love tackling everything as a team.
Love it.
That's a nice sentiment.
Emmy in Wall's End, this one is a ripper. Listen up. Emmy, what have you got for us?
Well, I just first of all want to say good morning to everyone there.
Good morning.
Good morning,
also,
Emmy.
And also just wanted to say to Jess how happy I am for you. I'm pregnant and emotional, so I might get a bit teary. I've met her a few times, and every time you've been so pleasant and friendly. From what I've seen on socials, Angus seems like a wonderful person, and I'm so happy for you guys.
Thanks, Emmy.
So my advice for you guys is actually for the wedding day itself. Take at least 15 minutes out of your special day following the ceremony. Reflect, soak in everything, those beautiful vows you've said to each other. Just soak in all the happiness. The day goes so quick. Just cherish that moment together of alone. Grab a drink. Before you go off and take your photos, just have some time together. That is like what I took away from my wedding day was just, that was just so special to us. So all the best, Jess. Have an amazing time.
Thanks, darling.
I was given that advice as well. Find yourself a room and just reflect on being surrounded by all the beautiful people. Probably don't be naked and squeezing one out at that stage. Just take the time to reflect.
Just be in that moment.
Pre or post pee.
Pee in every toilet you've got on offer at Red Leaf.
Might as well.
Why not?
Take
You're paying for it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Casey in East Maitland, what have you got for us for wedding advice?
Hey, guys. First of all, congratulations, Jess.
Thank you.
I'm a wedding planner, and I give this advice to all of my couples, which I learned in pre-marriage therapy. If you are the first one home, you greet the second one home at the door. Lift up your shirt so that your bellies are exposed, if it's possible, and then hug each other until all of the stress is gone. It may take 30 seconds. It may take 5 minutes. But I can guarantee you that it'll just help that connection.
Wow. Every single day. I've never heard anything like this. A little bit of skin to skin.
Yeah, what's the feeling of stress relieving? You know what I mean? Is it like, how do you You know,
basically, your bodies just completely relax into each other. You know, you can stand back and smile and everything, but it's skin-to-skin contact is the most important part, as it's it's kind of like that sort of skin-to-skin bonding.
Yeah.
And, you know, I notice a difference when my husband and I miss it. You know, if we miss a day or something like that, you just kind of go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Casey.
I'd imagine, Jess, correct me if I'm wrong, Casey, I'd imagine it's like the feeling of doing a good number two. You know what I mean? It's the complete relief of hugging each other skin to skin.
Why
and you sort
is
of
this
just at the door.
Beautiful romantic segment turned into a lot of bathroom. I know I took a step with the whiz, but
I can take it away from there if you like, but the advice my uncle gave me.
Yeah.
Pulled us away from our recovery barbecue, took us outside to tell us, not a word of a lie, my Uncle Hunter. And I don't have you got a pen?
Yeah.
You're gonna write this down?
Okay.
This is the most important piece of advice
Talk
I got
slowly.
At my wedding.
Yep.
Diversify your lawn. Go to Bunnings, get one of those diversified seed packs.
What does that mean?
And it'll be that longevity and the robustness of your lawn will be improved.
What?
Yeah. Well, it's probably more of a one for Angus, because if you don't have a good diverse lawn, you're not staying with him. You know what I mean? Like, if he doesn't have a good lawn.
Oh, totally. I mean, that's what got me to his house in the first place,
exactly,
you know?
Exactly right.
His diverse lawn.
His diverse lawn.